You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some economy news. The net direct tax collection has increased 23% to Rs. 7.04 lakh crore so far this fiscal, the Income Tax Department said on Tuesday. Central Board of Direct Taxes Chairman Nitin Gupta said the income and corporate tax collections were at a record high of Rs. 14.09 lakh crore in 2021-22. Gupta said the momentum of the last fiscal continues in this fiscal with net direct tax collection of Rs. 7.04 lakh crore so far, which is a growth of 23% over the same period last fiscal. At the Finance Minister's Award Ceremony for CBDT officers, Gupta said the ITE filing portal has stabilized and it has facilitated 5.83 crore tax return filings as of July 31st. A record 72 lakh returns were filed on the portal on a single day. July 31st was the last date for filing ITRs for salaried individuals for income earned in the 2021-22 fiscal. Meanwhile, India deferred the planned inclusion of the government bonds in the JP Morgan Emerging Market Global Index to next year, as was being speculated on the street. The bond inclusion in the global index may have been pushed back to early 2023, as the government of India still needs to address various operational issues, Reuters reported, citing unidentified sources. Earlier, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley had predicted the bond index inclusion would happen only in the second or third quarter of the next year. The Indian government began considering listing its securities for an inclusion in global bond indices in 2013. However, restrictions on foreign investments and Indian debt meant that the country had to roll out a number of steps before its securities could be eligible. Moving on, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, chairing a performance review meeting on credit and other welfare schemes for scheduled castes in public sector banks this week, observed the need for banks to increase the coverages of SCs in all schemes. The minister also advised PSBs heads to look into their needs for capacity building, entrepreneurship development, as SCs constitute about 18% of the total workforce of the banks and financial institutions, said a statement by the Finance Ministry. The Finance Minister said that the objective of the meeting was to bring all stakeholders on a common platform to work together in the fulfillment of the rights enshrined in the Constitution for the upliftment and betterment of SCs. Next up, industry. Microsoft-owned LinkedIn, the professional networking site, this week announced fintech giant Credit as this year's top startup. Ronnie Screwvala-led EdTech unicorn Upgrad was second on the list, followed by Satya Nadella-backed online stock trading platform Grow. Interestingly, while Credit has moved up two spots from last year, the top two startups in 2021 as per LinkedIn did not feature in the latest list. As reported earlier, An Academy and Udaan had both laid off at least 750 and 180 employees respectively a few months ago. However, the companies had not officially confirmed the development and provided details on the layoff. LinkedIn says startups that have laid off 20% or more of their workforce within the methodology time frame are ineligible for its calculations. In some more industrial news, ahead of the festive season, Reliance Retail announced the opening of its fashion and lifestyle departmental store, Reliance Centro. This is the first such outlet by Mukesh Ambani's Reliance Industries conglomerate and is located in Vasant Kunj, New Delhi. The departmental store by Reliance will compete against the likes of Shoppers Stop, Lifestyle International and other fashion and lifestyle departmental stores. A statement by the firm said that Reliance Centro will strengthen its reach and connect with consumers in India, right from categories like apparel, footwear, cosmetics, lingerie, sportswear to luggage and accessories with over 300 Indian and international brands. On to the last segment, the Road Transport and Highways Ministry has deferred the EV battery safety norms which were to be implemented from October 1st. The measures are seen as steps for OEMs to be better equipped to comply, implement the provisions prescribed under the standards. The amendments to EV battery testing standards, AIS 156 and AIS 038, will now be implemented in two phases. The first phase will take effect from December 1, 2022, and the second phase will be effective from March 31, 2023. The EV battery safety norms were discussed in light of the spate of EV fires during the summer months. Experts believe that more stringent norms would have a higher safety threshold that needs to be met. These regulations are seen as means to set minimum standards that have to be adhered to by everyone. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.